Good evening. This is Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with a 6 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. At 6 p.m., Hurricane Earl is located roughly 200 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. It's moving to the northeast at 22 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are about 80 miles an hour. Tropical storm force winds, though, extend out over 200 miles, especially to the east and south of the center of the storm, making it a large area of tropical storm force conditions. Minimum pressure was at 961 millibars. We have various watches and warnings for the U.S. Most of it is warnings now from eastern Long Island all the way through the coastline of Maine. One small area of a hurricane warning continues in effect for Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard. What we're expecting to happen is very quickly tonight, the center of the storm will pass very close to Nantucket and Cape Cod, and then continue moving northeastward, paralleling the coast of Maine in the early morning Saturday, then into the Canadian Maritimes during the day on Saturday and becoming an extratropical storm at that time. Main effects and impacts that one can expect is some minor tidal flooding, very large waves, considerable beach erosion, dangerous rip currents anywhere along the coastline in the warned areas. Tonight, of course, and then into the day tomorrow, improving conditions for the remainder of the Labor Day weekend are expected after we get past the passage of Earl later tonight and early tomorrow morning. Again, this is Bill Reed with a 6 p.m. update from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Earl.